Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, happy Saturday, and welcome to the In Crowd with the Wayward Girls Soul Club. My name is Miranda Fontaine, and it's no secret I love a cover song. I think lots of folks do. They're comforting and familiar, and you already know all the words. They're comforting, familiar, and you already know all the words. We started out with Shine, Shine, Shine by Johnny Taylor. It's a great spin on the traditional gospel song, This Little Light of Mine. The earliest recording there is of a woman named Doris McMurray, recorded by John and Alan Lomax from 1939. Next in the set, a super convoluted cover of Nitty Gritty by Screamin' Jay Hawkins, just a year after the original was released. Last, I played a cover medley, Make the Night a Little Longer and Reach Out for Me, covered by the Tangiers. Next up, Catch Us If You Can. Hello, happy Saturday, and welcome to the In Crowd with the Wayward Girls Soul Club. My name is Miranda Fontaine, and it's no secret I love a cover song. I think lots of folks do. They're comforting and familiar, and you already know all the words. We started out with Shine, Shine, Shine by Johnny Taylor. It's a great spin on the traditional gospel song, This Little Light of Mine. The earliest recording there is of a woman named Doris McMurray, recorded by John and Alan Lomax from 1939. Next in the set, a super convoluted cover of Nitty Gritty by Screamin' Jay Hawkins, just a year after the original was released. Last, I played a cover medley, Make the Night a Little Longer and Reach Out for Me, covered by the Tangiers. Next up, Catch Us If You Can. Hello and welcome back to the In Crowd with the Wayward Girls Soul Club. Our show today is Under the Covers. Last in that set, you heard Clara Ward covering the song Smile. Did you know Charlie Chaplin wrote that song? Me neither. Before that was Peaches and Herb singing the 1956 Mickey and Sylvia hit Love is Strange. You heard Little Caesar and the Consoles covering the Coaster hit. You heard Little Caesar and the Consoles covering the Coaster's hit Poison Ivy. Before that was a great cover of Perfidia from The Ventures. And we started out with High Heel Sneakers, sung by The Searchers from 1964, just 4 months after the original was released by Tommy Tucker. Coming up, Pierre Lebon and Richard Anthony. Hello and welcome back to the In Crowd with the Wayward Girls Soul Club. Our show today is Under the Covers. Last in that set, you heard Clara Ward covering the song Smile. Did you know Charlie Chaplin wrote that song? Me neither. Before that was Peaches and Herb singing the 1956 Mickey and... Before that was Peaches and Herb singing the 1956 Mickey and Sylvia hit Love is Strange. You heard Little Caesar and the Consoles covering the Coaster's hit Poison Ivy. And before that was a great cover of Perfidia from The Ventures. And we started it all out with High Heel Sneakers, sung by The Searchers from 1964, just 4 months after the original was released by Tommy Tucker. Coming up, Pierre Lebon and Richard Anthony. Hi there, this is the In Crowd
with the Wayward Girls Soul Club.
We're playing a strictly cover song show today. Hi there, this is the In Crowd with the Wayward Girls Soul Club. I'm Miranda Fontaine, and I'm playing a strictly cover song show today. We heard the 1938 Judy Garland song, Over the Rainbow, covered by The Vibrations in 1962. Next, you heard that wild version of Harlem Shuffle by Eddie Cochran. And lastly, This May Be the Last Time, originally recorded and released by the Eagle Jubilee Singers in 1938. For my next set, one of my favorite genres of music to research. Many of the songs out there, many of these songs have no definitive writer or original recording. They were passed down through generations in the church. This is from the album Sea Glass by Billy Ward and the Dominoes, Motherless Child. Hi there. This is the In Crowd with the Wayward Girls Soul Club. We're doing a strictly cover song show today, and we're so glad you're here. We heard the 1938 Judy Garland song Over the Rainbow, covered by The Vibrations in 1962. Next, you heard that wild version of Harlem Shuffle by Eddie Cochran. And lastly, This May Be the Last Time, originally recorded and released by the Eagle Jubilee Singers in 1938. For my next set, one of my favorite genres of music to research. Many of these songs have no definitive writer or original recording. They were passed down through generations in the church. They were passed down through generations in the church. This is from the album Sea Glass by Billy Ward and the Dominoes, Motherless Child. Well, welcome back, stranger. I just played Same Train, which is a frequent flyer in my playbox, sung by Bessie Griffin and the Gospel Pearls. The earliest recording of Same Train we have is from 1922, sung by the Florida Normal and Industrial Institute Quartet. After that, you heard Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho by Linda Hopkins, who was discovered by Mahalia Jackson, and Jackie Wilson, who also started his career in a gospel group. And lastly, you heard one of my most prized records, a version of Shadrach by the New Jerusalem Baptist Choir of Detroit, Michigan. Even if you don't agree with the message, there is no way you can deny that these songs shaped our history, and we wouldn't have the music we have today without it. Even if you don't agree with the message of gospel music, there is no way you can deny that these songs shaped our history, and we wouldn't have the music that we have today without it. I'll leave you with a song that has almost 3,000 different versions, but this is one of my favorites. Have a great rest of your day. Hello and welcome back to the In Crowd with the Wayward Girls Soul Club. Our show today is Under the Covers. Last in that set, you heard Clara Ward covering the song Smile. Did you know Charlie Chaplin wrote that song? Me neither. Before that was Peaches and Herb singing their 1956 Mickey and Sylvia hit Love is Strange. You heard Little Caesar and the Consoles covering the Coasters hit Poison Ivy. And before that was a great cover of Perfidia by The Ventures. We started out that whole set with High Heel Sneakers, sung by The Searchers from 1964. Coming up, Pierre Lebon and Richard Anthony. Hi there, this is the In Crowd with the Wayward Girls Soul Club, and we are doing a Strictly cover song show today. We heard the 1938 Judy Garland song, Over the Rainbow, covered by The Vibrations in 1962. Next, you heard that wild version of Harlem Shuffle by Eddie Cochran. And last in that set, This May Be the Last Time, originally recorded and released by the Eagle Jubilee Singers in 1938. For our next set, one of my favorite genres of music to research. Many of these songs have no definitive writer or original recording. They were passed down through generations in the church. This is from the album Sea Glass by Billy Ward and the Dominoes, Motherless Child. Welcome back. I just played Same Train, which is a frequent flyer in my playbox, sung by Bessie Griffin and the Gospel Pearls. The earliest recording of Same Train we have is from 1922, sung by the Florida Normal and Industrial Institute Quartet. After that, you heard Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho by Linda Hopkins, who was discovered by Mahalia Jackson, and Jackie Wilson, who started his career in a gospel group. And lastly, you heard one of my most prized records, a version of Shadrach, by the New Jerusalem Baptist Choir of Detroit, Michigan. Even if you don't agree with the religious message of these songs, there's no way that you can deny that these songs shaped our history, and we wouldn't have the music that we have today without it. I'll leave you with a song that has almost 3,000 different versions, but this one's one of my favorites.
You're listening to X-Ray FM.
KXRY Portland.
At 91.1 and 107.1 FM.
And in Nehalem.
Wheeler.
Manzanita.
And Rockaway Beach.
At 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere.
Live and archived.
At xray.fm.
Radio is yours.
Radio is yours.
Support for X-Ray comes from Beeline Urban Delivery. Beeline supports businesses with access to zero-emission delivery, warehousing, and advertising services. More at b-linepdx.com.
Cancer in Congress happened against Rashida Tlaib, Honorable Rashida Tlaib, for her advocacy for Palestine. And yet Randy Fine, who has compared Muslims to dogs, has gone held unaccountable. These things matter. Here is there. And so that is why we continue to agitate.
Professor Noor Erekat, we have to leave it there. Palestinian human rights attorney, professor at Rutgers University, author of Justice for Some, Law and the Question of Palestine, and Shivani Desai, graduating member of the CUNY Law School Class of 2026, a member of CUNY Law Students for Justice in Palestine. Congratulations for all your accomplishments. That does it for our show. A very happy birthday to Tamari Astudio. I'll be broadcasting from Denver, Colorado tomorrow. Steal the Story, Please. The film about Democracy Now's 30-year history will be at the C Cinema in Denver, as well as in Boulder. And I hope to see people in both places. I'm Ramin Sheikh.